You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, Giants fans. You are listening to the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show, we have a couple of topics for you. We're going to talk about Landon Collins and the fact that the Giants have a decision to make on whether or not to franchise their star safety. We are also going to talk briefly about the recently announced decision by the Giants to re-sign tight end Scott Simonson, bringing him back for another year. Finally, we will talk to NFL draft prospect Travis Fulgham, a wide receiver from Old Dominion who is an interesting young man and an interesting NFL prospect. Fulgham is a young man who has traveled the world thanks to his parents being foreign service officers. He has lived in several countries, didn't begin playing football, I believe, until his junior year of high school. So he remains somewhat new to the sport, not as experienced as, you know, many players who are hoping to be drafted by NFL teams here in a few weeks. So with that said, let's get started here, and let's talk first about Landon Collins. We are now in the time period where the Giants have to make a decision on whether or not they will use a franchise or transition tag on Collins, who is entering his fifth NFL season and can be a free agent here next month once free agency opens. You know, should the Giants decide not to tag him or be unable to reach a long-term contract with him, you know, before free agency begins. I have said many times and will stand by this that I believe that the Giants need to put a tag on Collins to keep him out of the free agent market. Fact is, if Collins gets to the free agent market, he's going to have suitors. He's going to get a big contract. The Giants simply cannot afford to lose a 25-year-old, three-time Pro Bowl, one-time All-Pro safety from a defense that frankly wasn't good enough in 2018. The Giants need to be in a situation where they're adding talent, not subtracting talent, creating more holes, especially when you look at Collins, who is still a young player at 25. He's a leader on that defense. He's a player that the Giants simply must keep. So I am all in favor at this point of the Giants using the franchise tag, which will cost them, you know, roughly an estimated $12 million or so against the salary cap. I don't have the exact estimate in front of me. It was in a post that we put together on Big Blue View the other day. So please go ahead and look for that if you need the exact numbers. Also, there's been some speculation with Collins about whether or not the Giants should use the franchise tag or the transition tag. And I don't want to get into full-blown explanations of what those tags are here in the podcast. Those, again, are in a story on Big Blue View regarding Collins' potential free agency. The primary difference, really, the transition tag would cost the Giants slightly less, but the transition tag would also allow Collins to negotiate with other teams and would mean that the Giants would not get compensation should Collins sign with another team. So the transition tag is an option, might not be the best option. We'll have to see how that all plays out. But, you know, my strong feeling, to be honest, is that the Giants need to put a tag on Landon Collins to keep him out of the free agent market. They can go ahead after they tag him and continue to negotiate and try to come to a long-term deal. But for me, the Giants have to do what they have to do in order to keep Collins away from the free agent market. The other news on Tuesday, the Giants announced the signing of tight end Scott Simonson to a one-year contract. Simonson really was their number three tight end a year ago. He's a useful player on special teams. He's a blocking tight end, guy that can catch the ball in the short areas. The interesting thing as you watched Simonson a year ago is that his skill set, although he's less accomplished as a player, less experienced, his skill set mirrors that of Rhett Ellison, the Giants' number two tight end, who's also a blocking tight end and a receiver pretty much in short areas of the field. And what it makes you wonder is if the Giants would be considering moving on from Ellison, who is entering the third year of a four-year, $18 million contract and carries a salary cap hit of more than $5 million, which is, you know, to be honest, a large amount of money considering the production that the Giants get from Rhett Ellison. I mean, he is a good player, but he is not a player that that really is one who should be chewing up a significant amount of your salary cap space. So it will be interesting to see what the Giants do with Rhett Ellison here as we get closer and closer to free agency and get to that point in time where the Giants have to make some financial decisions, have to, you know, move some money around to have salary cap space to make some moves here, you know, going forward into the 2019 season. Okay, Giants fans, let's switch gear here quickly. Let's talk to Travis Fulgham of Old Dominion. What you're about to hear is an interview that was pre-recorded that I did with Travis recently. Hopefully you'll enjoy it.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Okay, I'm joined now by Travis Fulgham, wide receiver from Old Dominion, who is looking forward to participating in the NFL Combine. Travis, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, sir.
So you participated, I believe, in the Senior Bowl. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And how was that experience for you? You know, getting to participate there and getting to meet some NFL teams there.
Oh, it was definitely a great experience to be invited to the Senior Bowl out there with the best players in the country from all different schools. I definitely getting the chance to meet all probably 32 teams at the Senior Bowl. It was a grueling experience, but it was definitely worth it.
And did you go out there? As far as your performance was concerned, did you feel like you showed what you wanted to show? You know, during your time there.
Yes, for the most of it. I feel like I finished strong, but I felt like I definitely could have performed better.
And you had a, you know, I was looking at the statistics and doing some research. You had a big senior season at ODU. Was there a reason for the improvement you think that you showed as a senior?
I feel like this year things were just clicking for me, and also we hired a new receivers coach, John Allen. I feel like he helped me a lot on and off the field. He really taught me a lot about being a receiver and how to go about my daily routine of studying how to become a receiver and setting up for each game from week to week.
Now, I have to ask you. I saw the YouTube clip of the block that you threw, where I think you carried the defensive back for about 20 yards.
Yes, sir.
How much attention have you gotten for that play? And just explain to me quickly what happened on that play.
Probably the only attention I've gotten for it was on Twitter, but we were playing FAU, and it was just a simple smoke screen, and our receiver, I'm pretty sure it was Isaiah Harper, he caught the ball, and you know, he made one guy miss, and I have to stay on my block till the play's over, so that's what I was doing.
And is, you know, in addition to the receiving, I mean, people don't talk too much about the blocking and that sort of thing downfield. We saw with the Giants this year with Saquon Barkley, we saw some receivers giving an awful lot of effort down the field to block. Is that something that's important to you?
Absolutely. That's definitely a key factor of being a wide receiver, being a physical blocker, and making sure plays for example, Saquon or any other receiver, so he can extend the play.
And you're, I believe, 6'3", 215. If you were to give a scouting report on yourself on what kind of wide receiver you are, what you would bring, you know, to the table for an NFL team, what would that scouting report sound like?
I feel like I'm a big play receiver. I can make big plays down the field. I feel like I'm sure-handed. And also I'm a big red zone threat.
And I know that you have an interesting, well-traveled background. I think I read that includes living in Jordan, Egypt, India, South Africa, maybe a couple of other places. I apologize if I missed a couple. But
you got them.
I got them all? That's good.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like all of that, you know, does that prepare you in any way, you know, for dealing maybe with, you know, with some of the unknowns that you're dealing with here as you go through the draft process?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like living in many different cultures have set me up for any different aspects in life. I feel like I can get along with anybody. I feel like I can just adjust very well to many different situations.
And if I'm right, you didn't play football until your junior year of high school, correct?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, with that in mind, I mean, there's a lot of kids, a lot of players who start playing at a much younger age than that. Does that make you feel like, you know, where you are now in terms of your growth, in terms of maybe your polish as a receiver, does that make you feel like there's
there's a lot more for you to learn. There's more levels maybe for you to reach.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I have a great amount to grow, and I feel like wherever I go in the NFL, I'll be able to get a lot better.
And did you have a favorite team growing up?
Yes, sir. They were the Patriots.
Oh, I don't know if Giants fans are going to want to listen to that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I should disclose that.
Oh, that's hey, you got to tell me the truth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said you met
you guys got two against us, so
this is true. This is true. So and my son happens to be a Patriots fan as well, so I hold that against him as well. So I'm not sure how that happened, but it happened, and that's a family issue that we have. So
yeah.
So you said that you met with all 32 teams at the Senior Bowl, pretty much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you know, looking forward to here's pretty much the last question that I'll ask you today, Travis. Looking forward to the combine, you know, coming off your senior year, coming off your Senior Bowl, is there something in particular that you feel like you still need or want to show NFL teams when you get to the combine?
Yes, sir. I just want to show them that I'm an explosive athlete, and also that I care about this game very much, and that I'm very motivated to become a great receiver at the next level.
All right. Hey, Travis, I appreciate your taking some time to join us today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right, Giants fans, that's our show for today. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Check out my show a couple days a week. Check out Chris Flum and Dan Pizzuta as they do their show on Big Blue View Radio a couple of days a week. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram at big_blue_view. Make sure that you follow at Big Blue View on Twitter. If you have questions for our mailbag, please email them to @bigblueview@gmail.com. You can also drop them to me on Twitter using the hashtag BBVMailbag. All right, Giants fans, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.